Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you.
Hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond, and we've sort of cut things out and left things out, but he's talked about the women, and I thought, well, I must do, well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive, you know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straightway. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city. I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband, Earl. After 30 years wed, and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Dying on this path with you. Should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Never made it better. see the coming of a song. I feel like a little child whose life has just begun. You're the only one for me, and four, repeat steps, 1, 2, 3, 5, will make you fall in love with me. If ever I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at one.
Yeah.
Undeniable that we should be together. Unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. Basis need to know, if you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Yeah, oh, I'm
eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão dessa união e aposentei os meus agrados. Abasteceu de ingratidão um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões, eu tenho cá minhas razões pra abandonar esse carinho mal arrumado. Naturalmente nem pensou que o nosso amor anda vencido e protestado. Cheguei à triste conclusão seu de ingratidão, um coração tremendamente apaixonado. Minhas razões. Agalagada, alagada, agalagada, galagada, galagada, agalagada, alagada, agalagada, galagada.
I am not entitled to anything, and I do not deserve more than I have. I don't see a superhero when I look into the mirror, arbiting between the good and bad. I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is battered, bruised and scarred. 'Cause I wish I could be grateful to be me, but my bravery's on fire. Lucky to come out alive. I am luckier than most, and I'd agree. I should be grateful for all I have. But I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I wanna do, let down my guard. 'Cause I wish I could be grateful to be me, but my bravery's on fire. Struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is battered, bruised and scarred. I'm just another person struggling in her skin, trying to believe when it gets too hard. I'm so sick of pretending my courage is unending. All I feel is fractured and in the dark. My bravery's on fire. My bravery's on fire.
Barney's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone, so they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft, but they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor. Made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
Thank you. inside this ecstasy. This fear I feel the most is climbing up inside my back. And darling,
question of fun. The confidence is the balaclava. I'm sure you'll baffle them good. With the ending reek of salty cheeks and runny makeup alone. Oh, we'll put a run down the face of a boy bewildered and scorned. When you find yourself in a skirmish, will you wish you'd never been born? You tie yourself to the tracks and there isn't no going back. And it's wrong, 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 but we'll do it anyway because we love a bit of trouble. balaclava. Keep on the balaclava.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah.